USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales in the United States remained flat in July despite slight inflation easing. Analysts were expecting a slight increase. The numbers out Wednesday from the Commerce Department show that while sales were basically unchanged from June, they were nearly 11% higher than the same time last year. Russian forces continue to control a major nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine after seizing it back in March. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for the Russian military to take actions to prevent a disaster.
It is urgent to allow the inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency and to ensure the withdrawal of all Russian forces.
The Russian military has been firing rockets and missiles on Ukrainian cities from the plant. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Lack of rain is continuing to be felt across the western United States, and the feds are taking action.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on a statewide tour to recruit more teachers for the school year. There are over 8,000 teacher vacancies in Florida, according to the Florida Education Association. Governor DeSantis touts the state's efforts to get money for improving teachers' salaries.
This year, we had the largest teacher categorical in the history of the state of Florida. So we had $800 million that had to be spent on raising teacher salaries.
Texas, Michigan, and Arizona also dealing with teacher shortages. This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Randy Grossman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California, addresses on Fox News how San Diego is becoming the epicenter for trafficking fentanyl in the United States and the actions they're taking to crack down.
Our prosecutions of fentanyl-related offenses are up 1,600% in the last 5 years, and we are targeting everyone that is involved in the distribution network of this dangerous and deadly drug.
The San Diego County Medical Examiner said at least 817 people died from fentanyl overdoses last year. San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins plans to implement harsher penalties for fentanyl busts, including more jail time before trial. Dick Harpulian is one of the attorneys representing Alex Murdaugh, a former South Carolina lawyer accused of shooting and killing his wife and son in June 2021. In Columbia, he speaks about his team's motion attempting to seek evidence against Murdaugh.
This is, again, gotcha prosecution. It's trial by ambush. Give us the stuff. You went to a grand jury and said you've got enough evidence to convict Alex Murdaugh, convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt. Where is it?
The San Antonio Spurs are trying to set an NBA attendance record. The team is out with plans to play one game this season at the Alamo Dome. The football stadium will be set up to seat 65,000 fans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.